And we are live. Welcome back with Murphy Mac to another episode of the Fitness Beginner Podcast, where we help you get started on your fitness journey. What's up, folks? Hope y'all having a great day today. It's Monday, back again with another podcast episode. And today we're going to continue the ebook. Today's topic is staying motivated, how to stay motivated, some tips and tricks of how you can stay motivated. Because we all know motivation is like a roller coaster. One day we'll be motivated, the next day we won't. Or 1 hour will we be motivated, the next hour we won't. So everybody knows New Year's rolls around, January 1st. Everybody's super motivated, super pumped. It's a brand new year, and they're ready to go because they got a whole lot of motivation. They got something to look forward to, a new beginning, a new start, a fresh start. So there's a lot of motivation. But as we all know, that motivation dies off really fast, and it don't last. And I'll be honest. Oh, snap. I swear my computer be tripping. It's just replaying my sound all of a sudden. I don't know why I'm doing that. Oh, well. Hopefully y'all can still hear me. All right, whatever. My computer be tripping like that. All right, back to what I was saying. I done lost where I was at now. Yeah, that kind of threw me off. I lost my train of thought. What was I just saying? Oh, well, we'll skip over that. We'll hop right into the podcast. But yeah, I was going to say, motivation is not a just straight uphill path. Like, you're always motivated. I don't care who you are. Nobody is just motivated every single day. They're just not. It's going to be a roller coaster. You're going to be super motivated one day, and you're going to be down the next day. Or it's going to be up, down, up, down. As long as you can keep it more up than it is down, then you're good. So yeah, hopefully that's the idea of today's podcast, is to kind of help y'all, maybe give you some tactics, some tips, and some things to help you with your motivation. First, we're going to talk about celebrating achievements and celebrating milestones. Because these little things, like celebrating these things, can keep you motivated. So first and foremost, you want to make sure you're setting milestone goals. So you want to define these based off whatever your goals are. It depends on if you're building muscle, if you're losing weight, if you're training for an event, it depends on you. So break your larger fitness goals down into smaller ones. These are what you would call achievable milestones. So then you want to celebrate when you reach those milestones as a significant accomplishment. Like, make sure it should be a big deal for you. And this will help you stay motivated, because, you know, it's a lot easier to achieve those smaller goals than is that big one. Because, like, say your big goal is to lose 100 pounds. Well, if you don't celebrate until you hit 100 pounds, it's going to be a long time until you hit 100 pounds. You're probably not going to get there because you're not going to stay motivated. So break it down into 10-pound increments. When you lose that first 10 pounds, celebrate it. Like, let yourself know, hey, I just did that thing. I lost 10 pounds. I'm only 90 pounds away now. I'm 10 pounds closer to my goal. So you need to celebrate that. And it's going to keep you motivated. It's going to help you, because you have something to work towards. If you're looking at that 100 pounds, you're like, whoa, that's a long way. That's not going to be hard to do. I don't know if I can do that. But if you just break it down and say, oh, all I got to do is lose 10 pounds. I can do 10 pounds. Anybody can lose 10 pounds. I promise. So it makes it more attainable, more achievable. So that's what you want to do first. Well, and I kind of already hit on this, but next you want to reward yourself. So when you do hit those goals, you got to make sure you're rewarding yourself. So select rewards that align with your interest and your values, depending on something you like. Have both small, frequent rewards for minor achievements and more substantial rewards for major milestones. So have you one big reward at the end when you hit that big goal, and make sure it's like a good reward. But you also want to reward yourself a little bit when you hit those small little milestones. Don't go above and beyond. Like, if your reward is a cheat meal or something, do a cheat meal, but then get right back on your diet the next day. Number three, create a progress collage, or like a scrapbook. Back in the day, you would keep a scrapbook. Now we just keep pictures. So create like a little collage. So take pictures before you start, so when you make progress, you can see the results. So create a visual representation of your fitness journey with progress photos. I suggest taking them once a month, at least. If you want to do more, you can do more. But once a month's a good little, you're going to see a pretty big difference in your pictures once a month. You can compare them. So I highly, highly suggest take them from day one. Like, as soon as you start your fitness journey, boom, take them that day. And then that way you can take them every 2 weeks, every month, every week. Shoot, I do them every week right now. So it just depends on what you're trying to do. But yeah, create a collage, keep them all, save them, so you can compare them. 6 months from now, you're going to see a difference from your body than when you took them on that first day. So create your collage or scrapbook. If you're an artsy person, you're an artistic person, you do a scrapbook. Nobody does that. I don't know anybody that keeps a scrapbook anymore. I really don't. I mean, maybe there's some people out there that still do that. But nowadays with social media and pictures and stuff. We just keep them on our phone. It's just super easy. But what you can do if you create something, like physically, you can hang it in a visible place to remind yourself of your achievements and remind yourself of where you started from. Maybe you want to put it as a background on your phone. So every time you start a workout or something, you see your old self. You see that old picture of you and you see how far you've come. So that's a good little hack to keep you motivated, because you see that old you and it reminds you, hey, I never want to be that person again. Like, I never want to go back to that. So it's a good little reminder, and that'll keep you motivated, to keep you working towards your goals. Next, you want to share these achievements on social media. Even if you're not a social media person, like, still share them, because one, it holds you accountable. If you're sharing it on social media, it holds you accountable because you're putting yourself out there publicly that you're working towards a goal. Like, you got a goal and you're trying to do, like, you're trying to lose weight. It puts it out there. So then in your head, you know, other people are seeing you trying to lose weight. So if you don't lose that weight, you feel like a failure. You feel like you screwed up. So it kind of holds you accountable just by posting on social media. But another thing is, people can celebrate you on there. People will hype you up. I mean, yeah, you may get a hater every now and then, but if you post it on there, people, they'll hype you up, congratulate you, and hopefully you'll inspire somebody else to start their fitness journey. Hopefully you'll inspire somebody else to lose weight or start working out or to eat healthier. That's the whole goal. So you want to share your success with other people so they can feed off of that. They can feed off that energy and they can do it too. So that's a good little way to stay motivated and stay accountable. It's posting it on social media. That's kind of what I do. Number six, you can create a trophy or medal system. So you can craft your own, like, little fitness trophies, awards, medals, every time you hit a specific milestone. Like I mentioned earlier, if your goal is to lose 100 pounds, maybe every 10 pounds, you create you like a little plaque or something. And your goal is to create to get all the plaques or something in that effect. It don't have to be an actual trophy, or it could be like a little reward or something to yourself. So that by the end, you can put them all together and it makes one big, nice reward, like a medal system. Number seven, you can organize a fitness challenge. So encourage your friends or your family to join a fitness challenge with you, or you can create one. So if you have a group of buddies or something and y'all like to challenge each other, create a fitness challenge. Like, get your friends involved and y'all can, one, hold each other accountable. Y'all can push each other. Y'all can vibe off the competition, have the good camaraderie in there. So it's good to celebrate your wins collectively with everyone, like your close friends, your close family, and y'all can all achieve these goals together. Y'all can all celebrate together. And it just makes it fun. It brings in that competitive nature when you have like a challenge. Cause I know, like, I'm gonna win. If me and you playing tic-tac-toe, I'm trying to win. I'm gonna do everything in my favor to win. So fitness challenge. Next, you can write yourself a letter. So to reflect on your achievements, write a letter with pen and paper to yourself acknowledging your achievements. And then later, you want to read this letter. Keep the letter and revisit it when you need a motivational boost. So write one now before you start, or if you've already started, write one now. And then when you're feeling down, when you're feeling like you just want to quit, read this letter. It'll remind you where you came from. It'll remind you where you started at. And it'll remind you all the progress that you've made so far. And if you've already made this much progress, you don't want to go back. You don't want to start over. So it's going to kind of push you to keep going, to keep striving, to keep pushing to reach that ultimate goal. So write yourself a letter. I know this one's kind of weird, or if you don't want to write a letter, record like a video on your phone or like a voice note on your phone, literally just selfie mode, just write some motivational stuff to you, say it, and then you can listen to it later on down the road. Next, that was the scrapbook. Let's go. So this kind of goes with the reward system. You can treat yourself to new fitness gear. This is a cool one, especially if you are just starting out. You probably don't have a lot of workout clothes. So treat yourself when you hit one of those milestones, get yourself some new fitness gear, like invest in some new shirts, shorts, any equipment that you need for the gym. I'm trying to think of something, shaker bottles, shaker cups. Those are good little inexpensive rewards. You can get little equipment that you need in the gym. Like, I like to use the little wrist wraps that help me grip stuff. You can get a weightlifting belt, weightlifting shoes, whatever it is you kind of like, whatever you're into. You can get some stylish clothes. You got all the fancy gym clothing companies now, like Gymshark and Lululemon. You see all the fancy stuff nowadays. So choose items that will enhance your workouts and make you feel more motivated. So you know that you get that reward. You know that you feel good in the gym because you look good. So then that's going to kind of motivate you to keep going, to work out harder, to strive for whatever it is you're trying to achieve. Next, you can plan a fitness adventure. So set a fitness-related adventure goal. So some example of this could be hiking a challenging trail or participating in a fun run. So these are good little fitness adventures. So you can plan an adventure as a reward for achieving a goal. So like, say you want to go to a certain place and go a certain hiking, do a certain hiking trail. That could be a reward for hitting one of your goals. Or you could actually even use that as one of your workouts. Like hiking is very good cardio. So you can plan a fitness adventure. 13, this one's kind of similar to the picture collage or the scrapbook, but it's a little different. You can create a vision board. So what is a vision board? It's like an actual physical board that you use images representing your future fitness goals. So instead of a scrapbook where you took pictures, like where you saw your past, this is a vision board where you see your future. So put some pictures on there of your goals, like what you want to look like, what your body wants to look like, anything like if you want to bench press a certain weight, put the weight number up there. I don't know, put all kinds of like, put a motivational quote up there, put a picture, old picture of you up there to remind you of where you came from. Like little things that will motivate you, anything that'll motivate you. Like if you want to drop 100 pounds, put a big 100 pounds up there. If you want to be shredded, put a big jack dude on there. I don't know, anything that motivates you. Bible scriptures, motivational quotes, things like that. You can put it, and then put it on the wall, wherever you're going to see it. And every time you achieve a milestone, put that milestone on the vision board. Like put it up there to remind you, hey, I already did that. I hit that and knocked it out and I achieved that goal. So that's a cool one. Put it up in your bathroom, in your bedroom, wherever you're going to see it, by your back door. So every time you walk by, you see it. Another one is you could write like a blog or share your story. This is kind of similar to the social media. You can start a fitness blog or journal to document your experiences and achievements. So you just want to document it. Document how you're feeling, what you're doing, your workouts, things like that. So one, you can go back on it later and see what you did and how you did it. Or two, you may help somebody else. They may follow your strategy. They may see that you got good results. So they may try to copy that. And if you document it at all, then they can follow that. So the main point is just sharing your story to inspire others on similar journeys. The next one, you can attend a fitness event or a workshop. So you want to connect with like-minded individuals and continue expanding your fitness knowledge. So this is a great place to do it because there's so many fitness-minded people around. So you can learn a lot from these people. There's always somebody smarter than you when it comes to fitness. So when you attend these events, they're good networking opportunities and they're also great for learning, for knowledge. Next, you can create a personalized achievement ritual. So you can develop this personal ritual or gesture that symbolizes achievement. So think of like a bell. You know, on some things when you do it for the first time, you ring the bell. For example, when I did my Ironman, anytime somebody that finishes, that is their very first Ironman, they have like a bell out there that you can ring. So think of something like that. So that way you associate that gesture with achievement, like with success. So every time you do it, you kind of put those two and two together. So this is kind of be like a little motivating thing. Be like, yeah, I want to achieve this goal so I can ring the bell. You know what I'm saying? Or I see another thing is like they do this in the hospital when people come out of the hospital or like they beat cancer or things like that. They'll ring the bell. So it's kind of like it symbolizes achievement. So you can make something like that for yourself. It don't have to be a bell. It can be anything. The next one, you just want to express gratitude. So just be grateful. Take time to reflect on your journey and express gratitude for the progress that you've made so far. Because you're better than you were yesterday. You're better than where you were when you started. So just be grateful because you got it, whether you believe it or not, you probably got it a lot better than most people in this world. If you're out working on your fitness journey, working on your health, working out, and I promise you don't have it that bad, not compared to some people. Some people literally don't even have running water in their house. They literally got to walk miles and bring water back to their house. So you could be that person. I promise you really ain't got it that bad. So just be grateful, express gratitude, be glad, like be proud of yourself. Like you did it, you achieved it. So be proud of yourself. And the last one, you can create a celebration playlist. So I know this one's kind of funny, but you can play songs that you enjoy. Like the one that comes to my head is a song, "We Are the Champions." You know that song? I know I kind of butchered that. But every time I think of that song, I think of the movie Chicken Little. I don't know why, but they played it on that movie, and I remember that. But yeah, you create like a little playlist. So it's like a little victory playlist. You can play it in the gym or whatever, and it just reminds you, hey, I achieved something. It's kind of like ringing the bell. It's kind of the same idea. So those are some ways you can kind of celebrate when you hit those milestones. But now we're going to talk about some ways to mix things up to keep you motivated because sometimes you can get bored. Like if you're doing the same workouts, doing the same thing, and you're in the same routine each and every day, you can kind of becomes like second nature and you get bored. Like you fall out of motivation because you get tired of doing the same thing. So we're going to talk about some different activities that you can do to switch things up a little bit. So number one, first and foremost, is you can do outdoor activities. So instead of going inside, working out in the gym every single day, you can get outside, you can do some hiking, explore local trails, plan a weekend hiking trip. You can do some cycling. So I did a lot of this in my Ironman training. Ride your bike in scenic areas or try mountain biking for added excitement. When I went to Arizona, they did a lot of this mountain biking, which I thought was pretty cool because where I'm from, we don't have no mountain biking because we don't have mountains. It's literally flat where I'm at. So we don't have much of that, but that was cool. I really liked that. And if I lived up there, I probably would do that. It's pretty cool. You could do rock climbing. This is another thing we don't have. We don't have rock climbing because we just don't have rocks. It's just flat here. But yeah, those are things you can do depending on where you're at, depending on what environment you live in, may kind of change that a little bit, but just get outside and do something, explore something outside. The next one, you can do water-based workouts. So you can do swimming, take up swimming for a full body, low impact workout. This is a very, very good workout and it's very, very hard. Swimming is really hard if you want to do it like for distance. So it's a good workout. You can do kayaking or canoeing. So enjoy the water while paddling for an upper body and core workout. So if you've ever been kayaking, you know it's a pretty good workout on your arms and your upper body. Number three, you can do martial arts or combat sports. So think of like kickboxing, boxing, jiu-jitsu, MMA, all those kind of things. This is martial arts and combat sports. You can do, this is good for strength. Not only strength, but also cardio. Boxing is like really, really big on cardio. And you can explore the art of grappling and ground-based self-defense. Number four, and this one's not going to be for everybody, but dance workouts. So you can think of like the Zumba classes that they have in the gym. You can join a class for a good, fun, and energetic dance workout. Or you can do a hip-hop dance. You can learn hip-hop dance routines or take a dance class. So if you just ever got out there and just started dancing, you'll realize it's actually pretty demanding and it's pretty hard. And you're going to get a good like cardio workout if you're just actually like dancing, like full-on dancing. Number five, mind-body activities. So think of this as yoga. You can practice yoga for flexibility, balance, and relaxation. And then Pilates. So strengthen your core and improve flexibility through Pilates. Number six, extreme sports. So an example is surfing. You can try your hand at surfing for an adrenaline-packed water sport. Or you can do parkour. So you can explore the urban environment through parkour movements. So I always thought parkour was cool. Like growing up, parkour just seemed like super sick, but it's super dangerous. Nobody in my area really does that. I guess they do this in like bigger cities. But yeah, I always thought that was pretty cool. Number seven, functional fitness. So you can do obstacle course races for a full body challenge. You can do CrossFit. You can join a CrossFit class for varied and intense workouts. Functional fitness, think of just stretching your body, putting your body in those everyday positions that you would get in, like bending over to pick something up, bending down to tie your shoe or whatever, picking up, grabbing something above your head. Number eight, adventure races. So think of mud runs, tough mudders, Spartan races, where it combines running and obstacle courses on like a muddy or wet course. These are actually pretty cool. I'm going to do a Spartan race one day. They have an ultra, which is like a 30-mile race where they do like 100 different obstacles. And this is on my bucket list. I'm doing this one day. I'm telling y'all right now, I'm doing it. So I think it's an ultra, Spartan ultra race. I'm doing one. That's on my bucket list. I'm going to do that. Probably have to be like in a next year or the next or whatever, because I'm doing the bodybuilding show this year. But yeah, adventure races. Try one out. Number nine, you can do team sports. So you can join a local sports league like soccer, basketball, volleyball, softball, pickleball, ultimate frisbee. There's all kinds of team sports, like local team sports you can do play in. And a lot of these cities have adult leagues. It's not just for kids. They have leagues where adults play. You just got to find what's in your area and what you like to do. I've actually done pickup softball a couple times. It's actually really fun. I actually really enjoy playing basketball too, but I'm kind of short, so I'm not that good at basketball, let's be honest. I can shoot, but I can't drive because I'm just going to get packed every time, but it is what it is. Next one, you can do indoor climbing and bouldering. So this is like, if you have this in your area, you can challenge yourself with the indoor climbing walls. I can't think of one in the area that I live in. I don't think we have one of these anywhere near, but I've seen them before. And then you can do bouldering. I'm not even honestly sure what that is. I think it's like rock climbing. Oh, well. trampoline fitness. I think this one's very cool. I've seen this a lot on social media now where they have the trampoline with the big walls on the side of the trampoline, and they'll like hit the trampoline and then they'll land up on top of the wall. I think that's super cool. And it's, I know it's a very, very hard workout because I used to cheer. So I tumbled a lot and jumped on trampolines, and trampolines are a very, very good workout. Like, you jump on a trampoline for 5 minutes, I promise you, you'll be exhausted. Like, it's very hard to jump on it. It's not hard, but it's very taxing on the body. It's like running almost, jumping on a trampoline. You wouldn't think a trampoline would be that hard or get you that out of breath, but you really do. Number 12, high intensity interval training. So this is known as HIIT workouts or HIIT training, HIIT classes, HIIT cardio, whatever you want to call it. It's a short, intense burst of exercise. So you do short workouts, but they're very, very fast. You don't have much rest. You do them quick. It's kind of like interval training. So think of like Tabata training, where you do intervals for a time efficient workout. So high intensity interval training. This is pretty big. A lot of people do these nowadays. Most gyms will have some kind of HIIT class that you can do. 13, this is a unique one, is aerial fitness. So think of combining yoga poses with those silk or the hammock things that people hang from. They twirl from them. They kind of do like, I guess you would do it in a circus or something, like an event, like performing those silk, I don't even know what they call them. Silk, y'all know what I'm talking about. The little silk things that you hang from, you spin around on them and stuff. You can do something cool like that. That's pretty interesting. 14, you could do rowing. So they have indoor rowing classes, outdoor rowing. These are good full body workout. You can do them on a lake, on a river, get outside, get some fresh air. So that's pretty cool. Again, it's going to be dependent on where you live. Not everybody is going to have that. This is a cool one too. Virtual reality fitness. This is big in 2024 with all the VR headsets and stuff that we have. You can explore virtual reality fitness games for an immersive workout. You can do the boxing, cycling, whatever it is. I'm sure they have all kinds of little workouts on there. Number 7. This is a funny one too. I mean, not 7, 17. This is a cool one too, is fencing. So this is something we also don't have where I live, but fencing. I'm not too familiar with the sport, but it seems pretty cool. All I know is you try to poke each other with a little stick. That's all I know. And I know, sorry if you're a fencing person, don't take that offensive. I know it's not called a stick. I don't know what it's called, but that's how I look at it. This is good for enhancing your reflexes and your coordination through like the fencing drills. I know you gotta be like super quick. They're crazy quick with it. 18, you can do a fitness challenge. So a 30-day challenge, participate in monthly fitness challenges with specific goals. This is a good way to change things up. Do different kind of challenges. You can do a virtual challenge if you want to. Join online challenges that involve unique exercises or activities. So this way you're not doing the same thing every month. You can switch it up, do a different challenge. Number 19, circus arts. So you have the aerial hoop, juggling, tightrope walking. I know these are not like what you typically would think of when you think of exercise, but it is. I'm sure it takes a lot of coordination, a lot of core strength, a lot of acrobatics. So yeah, it's one of those things that it's very niche. Like, you probably not everybody's going to do this, but it is like a cool little thing you could try and just switch things up. It's not really something you would think of when you think of working out, but it's more of a workout than you realize. 23, fitness challenges with your friends. So create team challenges, develop friendly fitness competitions with friends, create your team, red team versus blue team. Y'all go at it. See who's going to win. Create a punishment for the loser so that it makes it more interesting. It makes it more challenging. Number 25, this is an easy one that I really like to do, and it's mindful walking or nature walks. So just practice mindful walking by focusing on each step and each breath. Or you can do nature walks. So explore local nature trails and hiker paths. So just get outside and walk. Go down the street if you have to. This is a very easy one, and it's very underrated. Walking is super, super underrated when it comes to fitness. Another one, aqua aerobics or water polo. So low impact aqua aerobics. It's like a water-based aerobics class. And then team water polo. So you can join the water polo games for a team-oriented aquatic workout. So again, very niche sports, very niche things, but I've never done water polo, but I can see right now how hard it is because I've swam. And I know how hard it is to swim. So I could imagine just sitting there trying to tread water that whole time and trying to like throw a ball around. I feel like that's very, very difficult, but yeah, that would be a good workout for sure. And then number 28, this is kind of a fun one I like to throw in here that I really enjoy because it's something that I do, is play disc golf. So I know disc golf, it's not like a really big workout, but you walk a lot. And most of the time, disc golf courses are not super flat. They're super A lot of them have elevation. So you're walking up, you're walking down, you're walking flat. You're throwing a lot of shots. And you probably walk, depending on the size of the course. I mean, you're walking over a mile every time you play easy, like probably 2 or 3 miles, depending on what course you're playing. So it's a good little way to get in extra steps throughout your day. And you can have fun while you're doing it. It's like a little friendly competition. You can even do it by yourself. I like playing by myself too. So it's a good way to get outside and move your body, get some steps in, and work out all at the same time. So yeah, that's all I got for you today. That is how to stay motivated in your fitness journey by celebrating achievements and milestones, and also some ways that you can try new activities to keep things interesting, to switch things up. So yeah, if y'all hadn't yet, get the ebook down in the description below. If you can't find it in the description, hey, send me a DM, Instagram, Facebook, wherever you follow me at, and I'll get it to you. I'll send you a link. Follow the podcast on YouTube, the Fitness Beginner Podcast. Check us out. Subscribe over there. I appreciate it. Leave a review or like, or leave a review, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. It really goes a long way. Thank y'all for tuning in. I appreciate it. Next week, we are still going to cover the ebook, The Ultimate Beginner's Guide to Fitness. And next week's topic is troubleshooting challenges. So like when obstacles come up, common obstacles, and how you can adapt to those in your fitness journey. Because it's going to happen. You're going to have things throw you off. You're going to get off track. But guess what? We're going to teach you how to get right back on track. So y'all tune in next week for that. But until then, y'all have a great rest of your week. Peace, love, and protein. We out.